Let's return now to our federal budget coverage. The budget always has a political dimension, of course. We've been speaking a lot about that. But in reality, it affects all aspects of our lives. And in Tuesday night's budget papers, there were some very important technology-related measures. Our tech editor, Peter Marks, has been sifting through them. Peter, hello there.
Hello, Fran.
So the government has taken notice of concerns about cybersecurity. What's been proposed in the budget, Pete?
The government will provide the Digital Transformation Agency with $10.7 million over 4 years to create the Cyber Security Advisory Office, CSAO. So watch for that new acronym, which will work with agencies to ensure they are appropriately managing the risk of cyber and other digital vulnerabilities on digital services. A further $26.7 million has been allocated for critical infrastructure protection. The government is also committing $9.1 million to connect existing government digital business services to simplify business registrations and licensing and permit information. $2.5 million to integrate the Vanguard digital identity solution into the streamlined and simplified GovPass whole of government digital identity solution. Now, this gobbledygook is all about security and allowing parts of government to electronically talk to each other. So this is an identity system which will work across all tiers of government. This is ongoing work that came out of a 2014 report to make data sharing and authentication more efficient. Now, of course, as the government goes through digital transformation, security remains a high priority.
Absolutely. Is this enough money and focus on security, do you think? Can you tell that?
I don't know. And I think it's something that obviously a fair proportion of the spending on digital transformation needs to go to security. It's so embarrassing and devastating when we have these big leaks, which we've seen in recent years.
Yeah, think census time. There are also commitments to manufacturing and energy.
Yeah, there's a $100 million advanced manufacturing fund to support research, invest in emerging engineers and scientists, provide facilities to test new products and to develop business capability. On energy, the government is committing $28.7 million to accelerate the, quote, responsible development of gas for Australian users. And the program will support state-based programs, increase community benefits from gas. I think this is where the politics you were talking about is crept into it, and provide better information to landholders. I guess, you know, for me, it's disappointing that renewable and stored energy technology isn't seeing a boost this year, but that's the way it is.
Okay, Peter, let's leave the budget and turn to consumer electronics. Microsoft's annual developer conference gets underway today. They're expected to announce another speech-controlled home appliance. What do we know so far?
Yeah, so Microsoft Cortana, the speech interface, is built into Windows 10, but of course it's different if you have something just sitting in the house, and we're starting to see a whole raft of these things. As Matt said earlier, it's a bit like, you know, on the movie 2001 when the astronauts could just simply speak to Hal. So we learned this morning that there will be standalone hardware, a device from a third party, Harman Kardon, called Invoke, that will be available in spring this year. So overnight at the developers conference, Microsoft announced a public preview of the what they call Skills Kit that lets developers hook up to this speech interface. So it's things like you'll just be able to say, what's the weather going to be like today, remind me to take the eggs off the stove, what's my schedule, play some music, things like that. So it's really being able to just talk to computers. And this is possibly one future which may well see the end of, you know, mobile phones as their dominance, if we can just talk into the air. Mm-hmm. And of course, Microsoft is entering an increasingly crowded market. Amazon has had the Alexa devices for a while, but they've just launched yesterday the Echo Show, which complements their existing Echo and Echo Dot. The new version has a screen, which I think is a bit of a pity, but it lets you make video calls, it lets you make audio calls, and you can do things like view home security cameras or have a look at the baby on the monitor and things like that. So each of these devices, and you know, there's Microsoft now, there's Amazon, and there's Google, they all are designed to just sit in the kitchen and be something you talk to. Google's home device recently added the ability to recognize up to 8 different voices. And of course, that's important for when, you know, you want to get your schedule and not someone else's schedule.
I guess that's right. But, you know, meanwhile, we're all sitting around in the same space talking to the air. It's a bit kooky, isn't it? What about security? Just briefly, do we need to be concerned about having live mics in our home?
Of course we do. Now, that's obviously a security concern. Each of these devices has some sort of trigger word or phrase, and it's only after they hear that trigger that they start uploading your audio into the cloud. But in January this year, there have been some funny stories. A child managed to order a Kidcraft Sparkle Mansion doll's house, and doesn't that sound like an exciting toy, in addition to 4 pounds of sugar cookies. The parents realised, and they did get a refund when San Diego's CW6 News reported the story. However, they found that other viewers were actually getting orders as well, as as a result of them talking about it. So there are problems. But look, don't worry about it. I mean, I think it's inevitable there will be hacks down the track, but this is just something we're going to have to face in the future.
I was recording a podcast yesterday and Siri suddenly spoke to me in the middle of it.
Exactly.
So there you go.
Don't say that word.
Peter, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Peter Marks, software developer, now GovHack Media Chief and our regular technology editor. And he's also a regular on RN's Download This Show.